All right. Well, hey, good afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call the workshop to order and excited to hear a little bit more about the Deltona building today. So with that, I'll turn it over to Tom.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're excited. We have Schinkel Schultz Architects here today to share with us where we are in the design and some floor plans and rendering of our building two in Deltona. So with that, I'm going to hand it on over.
So good afternoon. I'm Patrick Rao with Schinkel Schultz. I'm the project manager and principal for the project. And I have Lindy Messador, who's a project architect, working as well. And I know we had met, I think, last year to give an overview. At that time, we were at the earlier stages of programming. So it was more very kind of trying to define what's going to go in the building and roughly the scope and the size of the building. So today, we're a little bit further along. We're working on design development. So it's a little bit more as far as what the design is going to look like and what the building is really going to be situated. So the things we have today to talk about are overall design schedule, again, to see where we are in the process of the design, take a look at the site plan to see where we're working on the building being situated, and then an update to the floor plans as well. Last time, we presented some very rough kind of bubble diagrams that we typically do as part of programming, but now we have more defined floor plans to talk about. And then we have a few renderings to show as well, so you can see an update on the design, and then take a look at the interiors as well, all things that we're working on. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. As far as the overall schedule, the red dot is kind of where we are right now. We've submitted schematic design. We've gone through the programming phase of work. We're currently in design development. We have construction documents and site planning and permitting that are coming up too. So by the end of April, May, we should have a construction document submittal that'll be permitted and priced by Ajax, who are the contractors. This shows an update to the overall site plan. This is the existing building right now, Coffee Hall, which is situated right here. There's some portables behind the building right now. The orange building footprint is our new two-story building on the campus. One of the things that we're also doing is incorporating some of the master plan site updates that were defined last year as well by Prosser, which is a separate entity. One of the things they had incorporated as part of the master plan was to extend this service road along the other southern portion of the campus, expand the parking over here, and then also do some modified work on the existing retention pond as well. So those are some of the things that we're incorporating as part of this project for the master plan that we've also have been given to work towards as well. A couple of things we'll point out in the next slide in the floor plans, but generally speaking, we do have some more social spaces we're calling along the southern portion here to really tie into the rest of the existing campus and the parking. These include spaces like a bookstore and a student lounge area. And then on the north side, we have another program we'll talk about in a minute for the machining lab. So that's another one of the spaces. There's two machining lab programs for CNC and also other things like that that are going as part of this project, and they're located on the north side right here. And then we're also looking at an update to the courtyard space, the plaza between the two buildings. We see this as an opportunity, now that we're creating the second building on campus, to really help define more of a pedestrian or a kind of a public plaza space to make sure that students are able to have a space they can use and activate between classes as well. Make it more of a social.
Where is City Hall?
City Hall is just down here in the bottom.
Okay. I got my bearings. Thank you.
And when you say you're incorporating some of the elements like the expanded parking and the service road, would it all to be done as one project or?
That's currently part of the project, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, really, we would have to have some additional parking anyways because we're adding more students to the campus. But where we're placing the parking is reflective of what the master plan had shown.
Great.
So, same thing with the ring road here. We need to have some road to kind of help connect the rest of this campus, and we're incorporating what has already been decided with the master plan.
Okay. Thank you.
This is an update to the overall floor plan. And again, here's a program that we had presented last time we were here with you all. On the bottom here, this is actually the first floor plan, and the second floor plan is just above it up here. So it's a very economical footprint, stacks vertically all the way up. On the ground floor, there's a student lounge space, which is located right here, that kind of opens up to the circulation of the entry. This space right here is the campus store bookstore, and that's very similar to the bookstore we have at Palm Coast Building 3. If you've
is running. It's very similar in size to that. So there'll be a space for grab-and-go snacks, coolers, drinks, and they'll sell merchandise and apparel there as well. But that's what's going to be in that space. There's also there's two large suites for the nursing simulation areas. So on the ground floor, there's one right here, and then my second floor directly above it, there's another one. Those are going to be situated similar to what is in the Palm Coast project, but a little bit bigger and a little bit different. But the idea is that you have a self-contained suite for the nursing program, and we've already worked with all the faculty to kind of get their feedback from all the stakeholders about how that's going to operate, the equipment, and everything else. We feel pretty confident that we have all the amenities for that area. There's also going to be some classroom spaces that help support mainly the medical programs here. And there's also a classroom to help support the machining lab area. So this box here and this box here, again, on the north side of the building, are really going to be the machining lab components. So they're sort of, they're all part of the building, but they're also kind of their own little department there off to the side on that part of the campus there. In the center, we have more of the mechanical, electrical, elevators, bathrooms, all of the kind of support spaces that we have in the center of the space right there. And there's also an admin suite that has some offices and some support spaces that help support the whole entire building as well. The second floor, again, is very similar to the ground floor. We have some more of the medical program, so sonography is located up here in the top right, and then supporting classrooms that all support medical programs. And then the green here is actually chemistry and biology, all grouped together with the shared prep space in the middle. So all of these things, as we define the floor plan, we've met with the faculty to talk about, you know, what's required in the chemistry lab, for example, what's required in the biology lab and all the medical programs. So I think we've gotten a lot of good feedback from the faculty and the actual users who are going to be using that space to really make sure we understand all the needs in there. But that's generally the overall floor plan for the where we are right now today. Any questions about any of this? Yeah, it's more or less an update to the program that we had already discussed. So the next part of this, I'm actually going to hand over to Lindy. She'll talk about the exterior concept that we've been developing and incorporating as part of the documents where we are today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. So in looking at the site and coming up with the design, some of the influences were the Leona Preserve, which is across from Providence. Mm-hmm. We have Fati Hall. We have the two programs, nursing and machining, and with that we just took the heart monitor or some symbols that represent nursing and health. So we kind of use like the heart monitor to come up with a pattern and a facade, a rhythm for the facade, which is what you see below at the bottom diagram. And that also kind of like is how we take life and kind of incorporate it into the building. With the Leona Preserve, we also wanted to incorporate something that kind of preserves nature, and that's where the conservatory comes in. It's kind of a clear, open space that lets you be in, but also out, and you can interact with the site a lot. So the conservatory concept is applied more on the social areas, which is where the bookstore is and the...
Excuse me. Could you just turn the mic a little bit more towards you so we... Thank you.
Can you hear me now? Oh, yeah. So where the bookstore is... and where the student lounge is, and also we incorporated it on the back stairway, which is on this back end here, so that when you drive down Providence, you have like a predominant presence, or it kind of helps establish a presence for the building. So with this being a fairly new campus being developed, we also want to take the opportunity to make this kind of a gateway for the campus at the moment, and that gives us a chance to set a tone. So the concept of the conservatory, as you can see, is applied in that gateway and entrance because it's very transparent. So it leaves the building open to its surroundings. The heart monitor concept you can see along the facades, and it's also how we incorporated the glazing and opening and windows. So we have like a slipping action happening with the windows, and the conservatory concept continues through the roof lines where you have like we can let in natural light at certain key areas, which would be the skylights, a clear story area, which is the entrance back here. I'll go back for a minute. The entrance in the front. We have another access area on the side of the building towards Providence, to the north, where we have the back stairway, and right in the center. So we just want to let in as much natural light and incorporate the concept of a conservatory that is very structural, open, and exposed. The facade is what we applied the concept of the heart monitor to. So the facade steps horizontally, and the windows do a slipping action. So the slipping action is, you know, what you would see in the monitor with the red lines going up and down. And that way, it helps us create like a play. So when you're walking along the facade or along the building, you kind of get to interact the building and experience like different moments. You get solid, you get transparency, you get inverted areas, you get extruded areas. Natural light also helps to emphasize some of that facade and adds texture. So in some ways you see like shadows along the buildings where normally if it were just a flat facade, you probably wouldn't see that. It would just be plain. So you get to have a little texture and pattern going on. Fatih Hall has quite a presence at the entry. It has a large, what they call the portal. So we incorporated a portal of our own just to indicate and, you know, make that entry known on our building. It also kind of helps accentuate, you know, where circulation areas are. So with the portal and with some canopies, we could incorporate some natural tones from just around the site and just influence from like nature. So that's where the warm tones come in. And we also get with the pulling of the facade, being able to get pulled away from the building a little bit, you kind of get like a illusion of a double skin. And with the double skin, you get like layers. And you also get to incorporate again warmer tones and colors and even areas where you can have points of interest and have, you know, the Falcon symbols, you know, get a little school logos and incorporate like what we would want to see and is happening in those areas. So in the front here is the bookstore, and right above it, you kind of have an atrium created because that glazing is pulled away. And with the glazing pulled away, you get to kind of show the structure. So we kind of want to put the structure on display. It's really beautiful when the light hits it. The box looks like it's floating, but really that is where one of our classrooms is. So we have like a solid facade in those classrooms to where they're not like surrounded by glazing, but they also have the wall space they need for their teaching walls and other areas they use. You could also use it to put the Falcon sign. It also creates like an atrium space to where you may walk into the bookstore and there's a low ceiling, but you have that moments of relief along the facade to where you would mostly interact with the outside here in the courtyard where you can sit and interact with the outside. A lot of transparency helps you to be able to see through the building. So you can kind of see through the building from one end, and then you can go down the hallway and see through the building from another end. And you are not completely, the light in each end of the building kind of guides you through the building.
Question, please.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how many different entry points are associated with this particular design.
So the entry points are where the clear stories are. So you have the entry point here in the back. You have an entry point in the center of the courtyard. We have the entry point in the front, which is where the portal is. And we have another entry point facing Providence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So the mechanical spaces are in the center by the courtyard. And we've taken that area and kind of created a place where the building interacts with the site and also can eventually interact with Fatih Hall. So that porch area here is what we've incorporated, which also has an access point next to it to activate that middle space between the buildings. So even if you are not at the bookstore, you are back here in machining, you can come up to the center of the building and be able to access the courtyard. And there are access ways to that interact or that activate the area between the two buildings.
And this shows a graphic of the latest courtyard plan concept. And like we talked about before, we really want to make sure that we're really creating a nice social space between the two buildings. This is an opportunity to create more of a campus presence
because it's an area where students are going to be kind of in between classes or resting, or they may be bringing, a sandwich or something from the campus store out into the space here. So we've tried to incorporate a lot of bench seating areas or shade canopy trees where people can gather and actually kind of enjoy the environment here in Florida. We've also wanted to kind of think about the natural landscape and the environment in the context, specifically the Lanonia Preserve, and really looking at things like the natural habitat with pine scrub and kind of the sandy environment here. How do we incorporate natural vegetation and really make it this sort of this kind of winding path that you can see here with a lot of natural vegetation, and really give it kind of a nice sense for the students to gather in classes as well. When it comes to the interior, again, what we tried to do was bring in the outdoors inside. So we looked at the natural habitat regarding the rusted Lanonia, palmetto, the pine, and kind of thought that as an abstracted scrub brush, and how do we apply that idea to the interiors for the project and what that could look like. So this shows a diagram or a sketch right at the front here, and this is an image that kind of cuts away showing the student lounge on the corner of the building. And then the campus bookstore is right behind there as well. And there is that spine or circulation that Lundy was talking about that goes through the center of the building. And by putting a lot of the glass in this area, especially like Lundy talked about, we can really make sure you really kind of see all the way through the building at that corner right there and really think about how all the circulation kind of unfolds. And we saw this one stair here as an opportunity to kind of create that layered approach to the circulation and also visually what you see in that space. Here's a more of a 3D view of this area on the ground floor. So you have the bookstore located here, the student lounge, which would be, again, similar to Palm Coast Building 3, where it has some furniture and it has some low seating along the windows, but it's going to be a little bit more open, so that kind of feels like part of a great room as you walk into the space. It has a connection to the outdoors because you have all of the natural daylight that you saw in the exterior in that space. The purple triangle here is one of the main doors you would come in, accessing to get into building here. This area is where the existing building one is right now, so a lot of circulation kind of happening back and forth in between this area. So we want to highlight that space and really kind of focus the design on that building. From the interior, sitting in the student lounge, looking out towards that circulation hallway down the middle of the building, you see the stair going up to the second floor in this area. And then also the windows that kind of goes out back to the campus door and the exterior where the courtyard space is. So again, bringing in a lot of the natural colors and tones, seeing a lot of the opportunities on the walls for graphics and also kind of spirit colors for the school, and incorporating some other elements like that as part of the interior design also was important as well. This image shows, as you walk in right at that corner looking down to the main corridor, the student lounge space is on the left, the one that we just saw on the previous slide. And this image on the right would be the campus store, bookstore on the right-hand side. And this shows you a good image of what you would see as you first walk in, knowing that you have that circulation that stacks right above in the middle of the building. And we see this as an opportunity to create a small little cantilevered, call it a falcon's perch or like a little nest area, essentially, where it's a kind of a moment where students can gather between classes. You could have a nice view that looks out onto the plaza space we talked about before, and really take in all of the natural views that you have in this corner of the building, which I think is a great opportunity. And again, you can see all the transparency and some of the baffles we have on the interior side as well. Here is some of the initial finished concepts. So it's really kind of a palette that we're working towards as part of the design development documents right now. We're looking at, again, some of this kind of warm tone color carpet tile for the typical classrooms, some of the wood baffle systems and spaces like the student lounge area, and then some nice porcelain floor tile within the main circulation areas and restrooms as well, and incorporating some specialty areas at the stairs. So right when you walk in, there's some abstraction or nod to the palmetto and other things that you see out on Deltona. So really kind of bringing in a lot of the natural palette into the inside of the building. And that was, questions?
What's the surface right outside there in the courtyard? It almost looks like a polished marble. I mean, it looked nice.
It's just concrete. I think that's the way that it was rendered. Okay. Yeah, it was more of a style, but this is just going to be, this would be concrete. There are some corners where we're looking at doing some pavers. So there are some pavers out there right now, right outside of the existing building. So the thought was maybe we incorporate some pavers on these little dark areas, but most of this is just going to be regular concrete. Okay. So
My question to you is, if there's inclement weather, do you have any protection from the, for the students going from one building to the other?
As it is now, no. There's some canopies along the face of the building that pick up, but they're not intended to have a covered area between the two buildings. So, I mean, that's something we can consider, we can incorporate. It's certainly easy enough, but as it is right now, that's not something we have in part of the documents.
But I'm just saying, you know, you can get these thunder bumpers coming down, and for students to go from one building to the other, you know, I don't know if, you know, a canopy or walkway or whatever,
sure,
not impeding on the beauty that you have laid out there, but to give the students the ability to go from one building to the other,
yeah,
without getting drenched.
It's a very good idea, actually. I mean, we've got, I think, probably like on the top side of the building here, because there is another hallway on the existing building, just on the end of the building, so we could tie in a canopy that would bridge the two buildings. We can incorporate that.
Happens in a small way, and in between the two buildings there's the blue umbrella looking canopy, so, but it's not really something that attaches the two buildings together.
Yeah, which is pointing out is there's a few areas where we try to incorporate some kind of fabric sunshade devices, but they're more for, you know, students gathering between classes. They're not meant for like a thunderstorm, basically. So I think you're right. If you wanted that, we would need to add a canopy connection at some point here to fit that.
So first of all, I think it's a it's a beautiful building. This is, I guess, my experience, just bad experience with having a building that's just full of windows. Do you look at, in the design of the building, the maintenance costs at first, you know, okay, this way with all the glass versus this way with paint? That's just a question, because in order to make the building continue to look beautiful, you're going to be cleaning that glass quite a bit, right?
Well, and we did think about that, and initially we have gone through a few iterations of the design, and I think what we sort of landed on was that if we're going to make the most impact and try and focus, you know, where we have the most glass, it kind of focused it on one part of the campus, and that was really this end. So everything else, as it kind of goes on the side of the building and turns a corner and the backside, is pretty standard punch window openings. But we did want to have just some small area where we have some of those larger windows, knowing that we didn't want to have it everywhere, because I agree that becomes sort of a maintenance nightmare. But we thought it was appropriate to have kind of just a small focused area right at that corner there, which is why we really focus on that one part, try to minimize how much of it. Because you're right, there's no, you got to clean windows. It's just the nature of the system.
It's great design. It's beautiful.
On certain facades, we do have shading devices on that second level. So with where the Daytona State sign is and wrapping around to the south, we have shading devices that also try to help prevent some of that weather rain on the facade.
Yeah, so what you're saying is right here in the corner is actually an offset kind of metal screen. So it would help. I mean, you still have glass behind it to let in some natural diffused light, but there are some key elements where we're going to have an opportunity to kind of cover up some of the windows in some areas that may help alleviate some of those.
I think the thing about this building, you know, they show, we have a facility planning advisory committee that has industry people on it, and I'm on it. But the thing that was interesting is some of the early samples of a building that kind of looked very much like Fothey Hall, you know, like, as some colleges do, build, you know, relatives. and this was a very different looking building, but I thought it fit, you know, and the committee thought it fit, you know, that medical kind of look, because, you know, you have got nursing and you've got sonography in there, and so it was, you definitely had to open up your mind to a different look, but they did, I think, a good job in tying in some of the attributes of Fothey Hall with that. So, yeah. And Schinkel Schultz, if you didn't know, because some of you guys are new, are the same firm that did the building in Palm Coast. So we one of the things when we were looking, when we did the RFP, was to see if, for cost, to try to save a little bit with replicating that footprint in a way, so they were able to do that.
Any other questions? It is a gorgeous building. I echo all the comments, and, you know, it, nice place for students to go and study and learn.
The other comment too, you know, so right now we have, you know, machining earmarked for that one side, but it'll be kind of like flex space. So if HVAC becomes the thing to do in the future, it's not a big deal to swap out a vocational technical program in that space.
Yeah, we kind of zoned it intentionally on this part. It's almost like its own suite. So you have the big, you know, open lab spaces for machining today, and it can be reprogrammed for a lot of other things. Yeah. Absolutely.
Question. I know we worked with the state of Daytona. Have we shared this final plan with them at all?
I'm not sure if we have shared it with
not
them
yet.
Recently.
We're
but
we're submitting in February 11th the latest kind of update to this.
Okay.
And we thought once we have that design development submittal, we'd sit down with the city and talk. We have reached out to as far as who to talk to, but we haven't shown them this plan yet. But that is part of what we want to do in February.
It really benefits their area, the city.
Oh, yeah.
It's so I can say they've done nothing but being in.
Yeah, no, we will.
And still, don't we, Tom? Don't we have a? We gave them 10 acres of land.
That all kind of died with
change
in leadership there. So,
all right.
I did have a recent conversation though with their Parks and Recs person, who, from their perspective, still has interest in it. But you know, I think it's been such a long time; we'd have to, you know, dust it off and take a look at it there, but it still falls in a portion of campus that our master plan does not call for a building.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've still got that out there with Daytona, so.
Yeah. I mean,
they wanted it.
It's in there. It's really in their court, yeah. And we'll go with the changeover, you know, to see if they still have that same interest and vision. Very good.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that's the only topic today, right? So
yes.
With that, we will then, I guess, adjourn until 2:00.